Everybody get cold, let me know. I go back there and turn you
All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer and the communion class. This is a blessed day to have communion on. Dear Lord, I thank you for being in our midst. I thank you for blessing us this week. Help us to have an even greater week this week.
Amen.
Help us to do all that's in your heart and receive and absorb your word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Receive the joy of your word. Is that what you're saying?
And absorb your word.
Oh, I thought you said the joy of your word. Well, both of us good. Absorb your word and the joy of
the
word.
We can enjoy it too.
Yeah.
I'm glad I asked because it absorbs even.
Yeah. When I was praying about the learning process, it was about a week and a half ago, and what came to me was you have to absorb God's word,
yes.
And then it become then you believe it and it becomes faith and you act on it, and when people absorb the word, that's where their faith comes from, and the only kind of heart that will do that is the heart with the good ground. Well, every heart can do it, but the kind that keeps it is those that have of the good ground. They'll absorb the word, and they do it on purpose. And sometimes people absorb the word, and they get things solved, and then they kind of flame out. But when you continually absorb his word, your abilities increase. You have faith for things that you may not have had faith for. And you can love people no matter what's happening. You're receiving strength from the Lord to love. And that's the theme of what we're going to talk about today. Matthew chapter 25. I used to always wonder, what is Jesus talking about? The parable of the 10 virgins. And I got my answer this week.
Praise God.
All right,
got it.
And I'm
going to say. Blow your trumpet so all of us can.
Oh, yeah. Matthew chapter 25. And remember, he said, when they asked him about the parable of the sower, and he made a statement. He said, if you don't understand this parable, how can you understand all parables? Mm-hmm. The interpretation of the parable of the sower is the key to understanding all parables.
Amen. Amen.
So this one's included. Chapter 25, verse 1 says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom comes. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. The theme of what the oil in the lamp is your love. We love God because he first loves us. He first loved us. And I've noticed that the love of God is what causes people to receive and operate in faith, to receive salvation and enjoy it, to receive the life of God. The life of God is no different than the love of God. Now, the love of God, I asked the Lord years ago, I said, Lord, how do they interpret, how is the love of God interpreted? Because he was giving me definitions, and he said, in the kingdom of God, love is determined by what you do. God so loved the world, he gave. Mm-hmm. Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter, it talks about it in the verb form. It calls it charity, what you do. And I knew it was so important to love people, so I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people so that I don't fail. And, I didn't want to fuss at anybody, get mad, have strife. I wanted to do what pleases God. So he taught me principles. He taught me things about people. He showed me his side of it, their side of it, how the enemy works against people. So that, and that encouraged me to just give people a free pass. Don't hold them. A sinner's going to sin. They're going to do you wrong. They're not going to do right. That's just, you know that right off the bat. So I wanted to know, how do I love them? That was the main thing. Now, in the world will work against your love. That's why I said that the love of many will wax cold. The world will try to steal your love, take your love. But when you receive strength from the Word of God, you replenish your strength, and your heart wants to love people. There is so much joy in the love of God. And this is one of the most unpopular subjects you can talk about. And it's the most powerful. Yeah.
You think people want to talk about how to get joy, wouldn't you?
Yeah. They want to know how to be blessed, how to go forward, how to win.
I've been listening to Joyce Meyer's The Fruit of the Spirit, and she said of all of her books that she's written, the book she wrote on love sold less than any book she wrote.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She said, if I write a book on how to get everything you want in 12 easy steps, she said, that sells. She was determined she wasn't going to write another one, but then she wrote Love Out Loud. But she said that was the lowest selling book she had ever written, her book on love.
Yeah. That's true.
Why do you think that? Can I ask the class, why do they think that?
I'll tell you what she said. She said either people are interested in that, they want to know how they can get what they want from God, or the other thing is they think they already know it, and then they won't read anything on it. She says,
I think that's it too, bottom line. They think that they already know all that there is to know about love, and they have it mixed up with just the natural love. Yeah, not the God kind of love.
Well, the God kind of love will cost you.
Yes.
It's going to cost you something. You got to give up something.
That is so wrong.
That's good question.
Mm-hmm. Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, the love of God costs you. It always does, and it always will, but it's a blessing.
Yeah.
I don't regret loving the love of God that I've shown those people. I wish I could have did a better job, but I want to. It pleases God. It's a blessing in every way. People say, how do you not get upset? I said, there's a party going on inside.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that.
What's going on out there it don't compare to the party that's going on inside.
So you're living from within, and they're living from the outside.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A man told me at the other church I went to, he was a school teacher. He was in the army before he was a teacher. Very disciplined type fellow. And he said, I like it when people get frustrated with me, and they don't and they fuss at me and they or cuss me out. He said, because I'm gonna love them. It gives me a chance to show the love of God, and they don't forget it. Because when people do wrong, they know it. People can judge good and evil. And when you shower them with the love of God,
mm-hmm.
in that most necessary moment, they don't forget that. When people,
yeah.
when they do you wrong, that's when they need you the most. That's when they, that's when the Lord can really display his heart to them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And that's a big indicator of how close you've been to God, basically.
Yeah.
How you respond.
Mm-hmm.
You got to sit and think about it. It's okay. But if it just automatically comes out love, you really stayed in contact. And then if you got to sit and think about it, you're still in contact with them, but not like you should be. When you just blurt it out, you are just being thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Lord can take situations. I had a conversation with a friend of mine at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, it's best not to disqualify anybody. And I said, God can take a person that can be obnoxious and use them to keep somebody from committing suicide.
Yes.
And the very same day, that evening, a lady that works with us, she, on her second job, the lady said, she told her bye-bye. And she said, where are you going? You got another job? She said, no, I'm going to kill myself.
Mm.
She said, no, you're not. And she talked her out of suicide. But before that happened, she gave, the Lord told her to give her $10, the same lady that was going to commit suicide because she needed gas. The lady thought nobody loved her, but when she gave her that money at her lowest point, that's who she said bye-bye to. Your love can make the difference. And when, when the Lord gave, when he called me to the ministry, I said, this is important. You know, I don't know what to do. I wasn't rejoicing because the Lord called me to the ministry. I was concerned about whether I'd do it right. So, and I knew my temperament, I knew my strengths and weaknesses, and I felt challenged, you know. Now, I got to carry a word, and I don't know what I'm doing. And so, I just said, well, Lord, I depended on him. So, that's all he wanted. And so I learned some things that, you know, that's key. When you're receptive and absorb what the Lord is saying to you, you're going to have the ability to do what you got to do.
Amen.
And
Amen.
None of that can happen unless you have love, unless you have his kind of love. Now, Jesus said, do unto others as you have them do unto you. But Peter said, do unto others as Jesus have done unto you. You know, he wants you to, the same love that he gave you, because we all sinned and came short. Thousands of sins he forgave us of. That every day a person makes 1,000 choices, thousands and thousands of sins. He wiped it off. He erased it. So he wants us to have the same love for others.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And there's so much joy in it. And when I tell people that, I can see that, you know how a German Shepherd, his ears are perked, and then when whatever got away that he was going to do, them ears go down, and then the tail go between. And that's how the people's countenance act when you tell them you got to love people. You got to love the person that you're mad at. You have to love the opposite politicians that you didn't vote for.
Yes.
You have to love for the ones that's right and the ones that's wrong.
That's
you have to love them and pray for them.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
Kind of in Kenneth Copeland's 19th prophecy.
Mm.
It was of the year. It was about 19 people.
Yeah.
One of them was Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. That we're supposed to love them.
Yeah.
Because God loves them. That's how God can work with them. We all need Jesus. So.
And Peter's standard was unfeigned love. Feigned is faith. It's not fake love, it's real love. Okay. All right, we'll pick up there next time. But the
Welcome to the building that their fire system, they had a stairwell shaft. And the building caught on fire. And this was before I really knew God. And he's still talking to me because I was the dumbest person I knew. But anyway, they had these huge fans at the top of their stairwell. So that if there was a fire and you went into the stairwell, normally if you open that door, the fire will rush into the stairwell and it'll burn everybody in there or the elevator shaft. But these huge fans, the pressure would be so high in that stairwell that if you open the doors, the pressure would blow the flames out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was a safe passage.
Mm-hmm.
So the fire alarm came on one day, again, stupid, but he was still talking to me. So you could hear the...
Mm-hmm.
And we were going down the stairwell, and he said, "Deborah, well, then you should be under such pressure that nothing else can come in." And I went, "Okay." Never understood, not really what he was trying to say until now, about love. Your love should be so strong and pushing out that nothing on the outside of us, the world, could get in.
Right.
So, again, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I'm
that's
a little
good.
Smarter now. I get it. Mm-hmm.
You've been reading, you've been reading somebody's mail, girl.
Yes. Yes. That makes a lot of sense, sister. Just that.
I'm going to. I've got enough freedom for the day.
Yeah.
You got the communion, Bro Robert, you want to take communion with me? Yeah. Have you got communion?
I've had leavened bread. It's like, am I worthy of it? Okay.
Okay. God is moving by his spirit.
Okay, we just want to say to you, if you got anything that you need to commune with the Lord, take a minute and do it. Just tell him what's on your heart. Mm-hmm. Because taking communion is him communing with you and you communing with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it's sickness, if it's a problem, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
then apostle's going to take over. Uh-huh.
I thank the Lord for being in our midst. That, you know, he's with us. In real time. Okay.
Okay, Apostle.
I'm reading from the Holy Communion book written by Joseph Prince. I love what he wrote. I read it earlier. He said, "Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, and my children's healing.
Yes.
Thank you that your stripes by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed.
Yes.
I believe and I receive." Let's take the bread. Then he said, "Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin.
Yes.
I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, yes. wholeness,
yes.
and prosperity.
Mm-hmm. We drink it. Mm.
Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. I love you because you first loved me.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
You know, when the love of God is in you, when you hear the word, you know, just like the German Shepherd, those ears go up. When you hear his voice, you're receptive to it. The heart is different from the mind. The mind might say no, but the heart will receive it anyway.
Mm.
And it becomes faith.
Jesus.
And then it becomes great joy.
Amen.
So as we go forward, we'll do exploits.
Amen.
People that know that God will be strong and do exploits.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Brother Ray.
Candace, got something for us?